It's really hard to be funny when you know what's went down at Attica. You know, really upsets me, and you know, a lot of people talking about it. And I'm kind of uptight to talk about it or say anything that I really feel about it. But I have understanding. You know, what I dislike very much is that they're trying to insult our intelligence by trying to make us think we ought to do something about it, or that they think they are going to do something about it, which is absolutely nothing. But they're doing a number, you know, on the news, that commercial news, as it were. You know, they told a lie. Now they got to deal with it. Because I know every nigga knows what happens, that people don't really care about it. You know, I wrote something about it. I'm a comedian. I wrote a little comedy, and I like to read something to you. Murder the dogs, the mad frothing at the mouth dogs with expensive capped teeth and fat bellies full of babies starving. No, don't wait until they die. Kill them now, because if you let them live and die a natural death, you'll be bitten and left to die in agony. And the mad dog pack will then sniff out and search for your children to eat, eat whole, flesh, bones, and soul. These beasts will then retard the ones they have not eaten in their schools of unlearning. They will teach you, they will teach your children to do their hunting and capture their own to bring to them to devour. And the dog, the mad dog, will end up patting you on the head and throwing you a bone. I heard a lady on TV today talking about,
well, I know they just did the best they could when they went in there and they killed my husband. I'm sure it was an accident. And then I don't hold any ill feelings against them. I mean, they're prisoners there and everything. I don't even know why those kind of people are there or anything like that. And all I got to say is that it's very understandable, because we have tried several times to be involved with these people in this community. Thank you very much, Mr. CBS. Do I get a check for this, John? Or?
And that's what she was saying. It's a town, Attica, 2,800. White citizens. Their industry is people's misery. Strange. Is it not? Strange. And what's going to be done is going to be done, because the people that are doing the thing, taking care of business, can't be stopped anymore. And all the talk in the world about think what you're doing and take it easy and takes things can't happen overnight. They've been saying that since 1954, when they're supposed to let black children go to their white schools to learn how to work in their Ford company. A nigga should have their own schools and learn their own things. Because you ain't gonna learn nothing from them, man. If you have to agree with that stuff, what they coming down with, man, it's all right that they killed those people, murdered those people, slaughtered those people. I can dig where they was coming. Must have had a ball running in that prison, you know, killing those cats. They didn't care. Just killed as many as they could. And it was cool. And it's still going to be cool. They'll say what they want to say about it. But it ain't cool. I'll just do this then. Behind those walls, some crime went down. Behind those walls, some man done died. Behind those walls, some man stood to fight for their rights as man. Behind those walls, where no one saw but the ones who died and screamed for help from Mother God and hell. Behind those walls, there are some killers and some man who need killing, and some men who are willing behind those walls.